are there so many songs about voting?
Gotta get you into the booth, into the booth.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That whipple poof. What is it? With the whipple?
The Yale whiffin' poofs.
Whiffin' poofs.
Yes. I'm running out of days to run them.
I was going to say, you only got a week left to run all these acapella voting songs.
I got
to
squish them in.
We got to figure out what else we can do after that. All right. The midterm elections are only 6 days away from today. And we have been and still are doing the best job we can to get down ballot candidates on the show so you can get to know them before Election Day. And today is no different. Today we are joined by Lori Palmieri, who is a grandmother with grit in her second term as mayor and has also served on the Oshkosh City Council since 2016. Now she is running for the 54th Assembly District to replace longtime Representative Gordon Hintz. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be part of this. I've been listening to some of your podcasts most of the morning in between knocking doors.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Getting to know Kristen a little.
Absolutely. Well, there are many ways to listen to the show now, but we also are on air support in Oshkosh, in your hometown, on WISS. And so I guess the first thing I think we kind of just said, so the 54th district is in Oshkosh. Are there any other towns that fall into the district?
No, okay. It is Oshkosh. There are some little carve-outs at the top and a kind of a little tail that goes down south of the city limits. So it's very much the city of Oshkosh and a little bit of the town of Black Wolf.
Got it. Okay, great. And so for people who don't know you, I mean, obviously you're mayor, you've been in city council, so not new to politics, but what else should we know about your background?
Well, thanks for asking, Kristen. I have been serving the community here for really over a decade, because prior to being on my 6 years as council and then that second term as mayor, as you mentioned, I was a neighborhood organizer in the central city and a grandmother going to university while my son was also starting college. So I got my bachelor's at UW-Oshkosh in Urban and Regional Studies, and then went on to get my master's at UW-Milwaukee School of Architecture and Urban Planning.
Oh, wow. That is very cool. So you did this all while having jobs and grandkids?
Jobs and grandkids, taking care of my elderly mother for about 10 years as a part-time caregiver, her primary caregiver. And lots of that.
So what motivated you to make the leap from local government to wanting to run and be part of the state legislature?
You know, I would say really the fact that I would be continuing to serve pretty much the same population, but at a different level. And I got a little taste for that working with Gordon Hintz's office during COVID, relating some of the, you know, health advisories, whether it was folks who needed help with getting their unemployment, and then more recently, things related to PFAS and housing. So I had an opportunity to kind of, work on some of the state issues that impact municipalities with Gordon's office over the last couple of years. Although I will say I was very surprised when Gordon spoke to me about this opportunity. I hadn't specifically had that on my radar. So, but then, you know, once the Dobbs decision came out and once I realized the gravity of what's at stake for this district, it really lit a fire under me. So, yes.
Absolutely. Because basically, I mean, was it unexpected that he decided to step down and not run again? Or were you taken by surprise when he said that?
Well, I was. I mean, I knew that he had stepped off of the minority leader position, but I really didn't see that coming, that he wasn't going to run for re-election.
That wasn't a warning sign?
I mean, it should have been. I guess I had a few other things on my mind at the time, but that was kind of a surprise.
Absolutely. Well, how is the campaign going? How is it different than things that you've run for in the past?
Well, certainly when we are talking about Wisconsin campaigns, there is a seasonality component. Yes. So when you're running at the local level for Common Council or school board, those are spring elections and you're taking out your nomination papers in, you know, early December, you're campaigning January to March. It's very cold. You're not having long conversations at doors, right? So you can't talk about Wisconsin without talking about the wild weather that we have. And certainly this has, you know, been a great opportunity to have more in-depth conversations with voters in the district.
I can imagine that. I have done that earlier this year of trying to collect signatures in frigid temperatures. And that is it takes commitment. And so I can imagine. And we've had such a beautiful fall so far that I would imagine that the reception to, all right, we can stand outside, we can have a full conversation. And so what are you hearing when you're talking to people from either side?
Yeah, so it's quite a range, quite honestly. I mean, more recently this week has been more focused on getting out the vote. So this week has been more specifically about what people's plans are for voting and who they might be supporting, whether they're going to, they've submitted an absentee ballot or have already early voted or are going to early vote or vote in person. And a lot of folks I'm finding have already voted. And interestingly, some of the folks who maybe previously voted Republican, they are just kind of fed up with so many things that they're coming over to the blue side. Hmm. And, you know, that's really interesting that it really does come down to, I think, the person over the party at this point, at least in this campaign. And I'm hearing that from some other candidates. When we chat as well. But some of the other differences, I think, that we experience running for state level office compared to local is, how interconnected so many of the issues are. Because when you're running for local office or you're serving in local office, it seems to be a little more siloed. Depending upon which municipality you are running in. So certainly that has been a learning curve, as well as the huge fundraising responsibilities that go along. Because I was really proud to get elected four times at the local level with raising less than $1,000. I got off easy in those elections, but certainly that's much different at the state level.
Our guest this half hour is a Democratic candidate for the 54th Assembly District, Lori Palmieri. And what is kind of the makeup of Oshkosh as far as obviously Gordon Hintz, who is not running again, is a Democrat, but is it a pretty purple area?
It is. It is. And when my opponent ran against Gordon in 2020, there was about a, 2,200 vote difference. Gordon won by about that much. I do think that, again, my opponent and I are, fighting over a few thousand votes there. So, yes, it is. It is very purple. But I have to say, when we talk about blue waves and we talk about red waves or purple regions, we can't forget about the little pink wave, right?
Yeah.
Coming up.
And is that, because the cognitive dissonance, I feel like, from what polls say and from what some conservative or Republican pundits say on some of the national news shows versus what feels like the same thing that every candidate that has come on this show, granted, because it is what it is, of who's decided to come on and who's accepted our invitation to come on, it's mostly Democratic women. And almost everyone we've talked to has said that abortion is and reproductive rights are high on their list of what they're worried about. Is that also Yes. been your experience?
Surprisingly, I do believe that with women voters, that is a very high priority. Surprisingly, though, if I go back to when I first started knocking doors, you know, back in April to now, overall, it hasn't been at the very top in a loud way, but it's kind of challenging to start having very personal discussions at the door with a perfect stranger, right? Who shows mm-hmm. up at your door. But in the women's groups and get-togethers and things like that, as well as, you know, small group one-on-ones, that's definitely top of the ticket, right? Repealing that 1849 ban, because neither myself nor any other elected official should be in that healthcare provider's office or even in their heads. And certainly, you know, safe, legal, and private, we should not be in that discussion. Other than the fact that right now we have to be to yeah. make sure that those rights are brought back.
Yeah. And what are some of the other, in those conversations at the doors, is it what we are hearing, like, is it crime? Is it inflation? What are some of the issues? And what is more specific to Oshkosh?
More specific to Oshkosh, I talk to a lot of teachers. And so education is a big one. Strong schools, as well as the healthcare and expanded, you know, healthcare access, mental health, caregiver support, you know, whether or not that's a private caregiver or a paid caregiver for, you know, elderly, or if it's childcare for young folks, preschool age, because we do have a more aging demographic of registered voters. Some of those topics are much higher, but I would say it's probably tied three ways with the political polarization. And people are really disgusted with the negative attacks. They're disgusted with work not being done on their behalf, gavel in, gavel out, very few days actually having the legislature in session to work on the people's problems.
Yeah, and I always wonder how much that comes back as far as people, because everyone's understanding of what the federal government does, what the state legislature does, who's responsible for what. And, you know, it's a lot of different positions to stay on top of. But understanding that we have a legislature who every 2 years hangs it up in the beginning of the year to go campaign, and how much that actually, for the average person, they even know that, let alone have that be a voting issue. So you're saying that there is a fair amount of frustration of just feeling like these people aren't working.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, back to your point about, you know, deciding and slicing and dicing up between, you know, state and federal roles and lanes. Also, as an incumbent, myself and other candidates who are presently either, whether they're serving on a school board or a city council or in whatever capacity, you know, first thing people want to talk about when you're at the doors, for the most part, is our city issues. Hmm. And then, you know, trying to then be like an educator too on how those city issues overlap with state issues and, you know, what the relationship is between state and municipal, local codes or local practices or local budgets. That's a big one. A lot of people may not necessarily, that, you know, average Joe may not, you know, talk about things like shared revenue, but that is a very critical piece of the puzzle between state and local governments.
Because that's the thing, absolutely. And I think that comes back to those individual conversations, because everyone's coming at this with a different amount of information. And so, you know, when I make stuff that goes online, it's kind of a shot in the dark of where anyone is when they watch it versus having a face-to-face conversation and actually getting to hear where they're at and try to fill in the gaps personally for them. So we got to take a break quickly, but when we come back, Lori Palmieri will still be here to answer more questions about Oshkosh, why she's running, and do our speed round. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The world she left behind not so long ago. p.m. in Hamden. I'd rather vote.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Lori Palmieri, who is the 54th Assembly District candidate for the city of Oshkosh in that district and currently the mayor. Are you going to miss being the mayor?
I am. I feel like this year was the first year so many events came back together, you know, whether it's ribbon cuttings or meeting with scouting groups or any of those like in-person events that like we kind of got robbed with into 2020. So yes, I am going to miss doing that. And right now we're in the middle of crunch budget season at the city level while we're in crunch campaign season for the state assembly races. So it's just... It's interesting.
So you're not sleeping a lot. Just that to-do list is very long. So tell me more about Faces of Oshkosh.
Yes. Yeah, so Faces of Oshkosh. So I am running here in the 54th to be the voice of Oshkosh for the Faces of Oshkosh. And the Faces of Oshkosh includes fair wages and fair taxes, accessible, affordable housing, both accessible physically and fiscally, and a clean environment, safe, clean drinking water is pretty important on my list, expanded healthcare access, including caregiver support, mental health, substance use, and then strong public schools. Absolutely. Whether it's K through 12, preschool, higher ed with the UW system or trade school, strong schools. Absolutely. Because, you know, I was not supposed to be where I am today. Difficult upbringing, came out of the foster care system, 15, pregnant, a GED. I didn't go back to college or finish high school until much later in life. Mm-hmm. And education saved my life and gave me a different path that I would have not otherwise had. And so I've been really fortunate to have a different path here in the community of Oshkosh. And many people really relate and resonate with that.
So Faces being the major issues of your campaign, the things that you're, why Correct. You're running, what you value. And so, yes. And it's always interesting to me of how people... I get the idea of competing priorities, but to the things you listed off for anyone to be against those things feels like...
Well, and they're all interconnected. You really yeah. can't have one without the other. And even under, you know, expanded healthcare access, we shouldn't be talking about reproductive freedom and safe, legal, and private abortion care under expanded healthcare, because that was like what we had for so long. Mm-hmm. And to have it like ripped away in this state is absolutely unbelievable. I think many people are still stunned by that. But certainly you can't have affordable, accessible housing unless you've got fair wages and taxes. You know, you've got to have strong public schools. This all just ties in together. So I don't know that they're necessarily competing against each other. They're more like co-opetition. They're coming together.
So quickly, because I don't want to spend, because this is not your campaign. We're talking about your campaign, not his campaign. But because you represent Oshkosh, what was there any fallout as far as Ron Johnson when he said there's enough jobs? Because there was planning. Oshkosh Defense was at one point going to bring union jobs to the Oshkosh area and then decided yes. to switch that up and go to North Carolina. And our senior senator didn't really have seem to have a problem with that, but I imagine some of your constituents did.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I remember thinking, oh, wow, I'm really proud that we're going to be part, Oshkosh is going to be part of producing the next generation of, you know, electric vehicles, and was quoted in the media as saying so. And then it was like whiplash very shortly thereafter to hear, oh, no, that's not going to happen here. It's going to South Carolina. And then, of course, you know, many months of many folks, you know, coming together to try and, you know, pull that potentially back. So there were quite a few folks who had lots to say about that.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I've never heard a politician say, we have enough jobs, but I digress. All right. Well, one of the things we do with all the candidates who come on is play a little speed round to get to know you a little bit better. So question number one, what was your first job?
My first job was, selling Kirby vacuum cleaner appointments in exchange for a set of Ginsu knives.
Okay.
I was 14. Over the phone. How would you like to have a free set of Ginsu knives?
What was your favorite stay-at-home pandemic activity?
Trying to teach myself to knit with YouTube.
Oh, wow. All right. Person you'd most like to meet, dead or alive?
Margaret Mead.
Something about you that would surprise people?
I rescue big box store dying orchids.
Big box store dying orchids?
Yes, orchids. They're usually on the clearance shelf for like $5 or $6, and they might have like one little leaf left, and they're marked way down. So I like to bring them home and nurse them back to health, blooming health.
That is impressive, because orchids are hard to take care of. So I commend you. All right.
I've killed several.
Yeah, I've killed several. Most recent movie or TV show you'd recommend?
The Watcher.
Oh, I just watched that.
The Watcher. Absolutely. It was very unsettling.
Favorite thing about your district?
Favorite thing about my district is the diversity in which people are coming together from all different backgrounds and taking part in their local government. Before I came into local government, it was pretty insular. And so I busted that wide open and got people sitting on boards and commissions from all different backgrounds.
What's your walk-up song?
This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Nice. That's the first time we've gotten that one. That's a good one. What's still on your Wisconsin bucket list?
Still on my Wisconsin bucket list, I would say Madeline Island, well, the National Apostle Islands, Lakeshore. In warm weather months, I tend to get there in the shoulder season when it's a bit chillier.
All right, that's a good one. The Apostle Islands has been popular. I haven't been up there either, but I feel like the next summer is my chance. All right, Lori Palmieri, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people check out more information about you and your campaign?
PalmieriForAssembly.com.
There you go. Easy enough. All right. Well, good luck. 6 days left. Try to get some sleep and good luck. And Thank you for joining
Hydrate.
Us.
Hydrate. I actually worked up a little bit of a sweat today at the doors.
Because it's so nice out. All right. Well, that will do it for us today on As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian or the Chad Holmes Show. And we will be back tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of